As more Michiganders get the COVID-19 vaccine, some communities are still largely being left out. Black residents have gotten just 5% of all initial shots so far. For Latinx people, it's less than 2%. But Washtenaw County is trying a different approach. For 2 weeks, it's had local organizers and activists, people who actually know these communities, put the clinics together. Michigan Radio's Kate Wells followed along.
Spring Quinones gets a little bit emotional when she's standing here in the middle of this pop-up vaccine clinic that she has spent weeks putting together at this church in Ann Arbor.
I'm getting goosebumps. Sorry. Oh my God, it's hitting me.
Quinones is a bilingual outreach worker for the Washtenaw County Health Department. And for weeks now, Latinx residents had been saying that they could not get access to the COVID vaccine. In Michigan, white people are twice as likely to be vaccinated at this point compared to Black or Hispanic residents. So the state offered up a deal. It would give local health providers an extra 2,500 vaccines if they, in turn, could come up with a plan to get those doses to minority communities within 2 weeks. So Quinones' boss basically asked her, "You think you can get a couple hundred Spanish-speaking immigrants to show up at a clinic in, like, 2 weeks?"
And at that meeting, I was like, yes.
And this is where it helps that Quinones is the one doing this. Because, for one, she is on the right WhatsApp channels. These are message boards that started off as just, like, neighborhood groups, but they became lifelines after the pandemic hit, when so many people suddenly lost their jobs.
There was, like, a lot of this local crowdsourcing fundraising happening, and then getting to know who are the people that needed money to pay rent, money for food, money for diapers. And so this very informal network became very formalized.
Quinones had to walk a delicate balance, though, because she needed to get the word out about the clinic, but if she advertised it too much, that could actually backfire.
Because some people are fearful that if we say, there's a big event happening such and such, they're afraid that immigration may come, and so that's a big fear.
Plus, there's vaccine hesitancy, Quinones says. The vaccines were, of course, developed during the Trump administration, so some people weren't sure they could trust it. Quinones made a big show of getting the vaccine herself, posting pictures of it for all of her followers on Facebook, answering all their questions about how she was feeling afterwards. So when she finally did start advertising this Spanish-speaking clinic,
I was really pleasantly surprised. The phone was ringing off the hook. Like, it was like 6 a.m. Like, the announcement went out that the night before, and at 6 a.m., this phone hasn't stopped ringing.
Those phone lines were manned day and night by Spanish-speaking volunteers who were booking appointments for people like this man who's here with his wife. They don't give their names, but when I asked through an interpreter if they had any hesitancy about the vaccine...
Temor a la vacuna, no.
We were not afraid of the vaccine. We were afraid of the virus, that we could get sick with it. So we're very happy that we're going to receive the vaccine today.
About 10 miles away, another one of these pop-up clinics is happening as part of this same outreach program. This one is a drive-thru. It's at New Covenant Missionary Baptist Church, which is a mostly Black church in Ypsilanti. Pastors at several of these local Black churches have been pushing the county to hold these clinics in these communities that have been hit so hard by COVID. Karen Stevens is here. She just got her shot.
I actually done it, but I gotta tell you, I was nervous.
She and her husband, Eric Stevens, live just about a mile away, they say. Eric was all for getting vaccinated as soon as they possibly could, but Karen was a little more hesitant.
Like, it's a new one on its way, and they're already saying that something's going wrong. So, yeah, you know, I thought about it, but the big guy here says, you know, we
I didn't care. I was getting
it. Yeah, we ain't kids, so, you know, we up there in age, you know, we got to, like, kind of look out for ourselves. Even though we wear masks, you still got people walking around here not wearing masks and acting like there's nothing going on.
Alex Thomas is here, too. He's getting his mom vaccinated. Thomas is a local activist. He's with the new Willow Run Neighborhood Association. And he spent time over the last couple of weeks reaching out to the people who were booking these appointments and saying, look, you need to call these specific people in this neighborhood. Here are their numbers. Here are their addresses.
And they called homes and did calling all over the weekend. And I believe up until yesterday, and set these appointments. So it's really awesome.
Overall, more than 2,000 people got their shots at these pop-up clinics. 30% were Black. 11% were Hispanic. That is a major improvement over the county's track record so far, which would indicate that it is possible to move the needle on vaccine equity. It's just got to take more than opening mass clinics and hoping that people show up. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.